Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Another police shooting in the cities this week after Brooklyn Center officers shot a man with a chainsaw last night. Officers responded to a Brooklyn Center home around 10:30 on report of a man armed with knives inside. Crisis negotiation team spoke with the suspect, telling him he was under arrest. The man walked outside the home with a chainsaw. Police say they tried to arrest him with non-lethal tactics before resorting to shooting him. The suspect was brought to a hospital and is in stable condition. Police say the officers involved are on critical incident leave. This comes after Fremont County deputies responded to an Albert Lee home Tuesday night for a domestic disturbance. A man was killed and a woman was found dead. The deputies involved were also put on critical incident leave. Governor Tim Walz and legislative leaders are keeping their calendars open in case another special session needs to be called. This would be to adjust the new state budget if deep federal cuts find their way to Minnesota. The governor says,
"It will have catastrophic effects. What we did here will be undermined, especially in the areas of impact around Medicare, around food security, around education. So I insisted that we focus on what we could control. We focused on our budget, but with an eye over the horizon."
Legislative leaders have said special sessions could be called as early as July or in the fall. Fighting avian influenza, H5N1, and other livestock disease was a top priority for state lawmakers this year. Hunter Peterson of the Minnesota Farm Bureau says the new two-year state budget will help make sure animals are healthy.
"We got full funding for the Board of Animal Health, got some extra dollars in the Ag Emergency Account, and both of those things are going to help us really be ready to respond to crises when they happen, but also, you know, try to prepare ahead of time as best we can as the state."
Peterson says Farm Bureau members were very engaged this legislative session and had a successful day on the Hill. The Seattle Storm ended the Minnesota Lynx's undefeated season last night, 94-84. The Lynx are now 9-1, just days after star player Nafisa Collier was named Western Conference Player of the Week for the second time this season. The Lynx are back home Saturday night to face the LA Sparks. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has issued an air quality alert for central and southern Minnesota. The Jenkins Creek Fire in Brimsom remains at 94% containment after beginning a month ago. The National Incident Management Organization team says it's using a full suppression strategy with the best progress while working between the Cadott Lake Campground and Bundle Lake Road. A storm coming tomorrow might help clear the smoke with clouds and rainfall. The Duluth Police Department welcomes its fifth canine member, Fitz, a 1.5-year-old German Shepherd Malinois from Hungary who dual specializes in narcotic detection, tracking, article searching, and criminal apprehension. Officer Shane McKee and Fitz began canine school on February 3rd and graduated May 22nd, starting their job May 26th. He got his name from the ship, the Edmund Fitzgerald. Three peregrine falcon chicks seen on the DNR Falcon Cam received bans last week, which will help provide data on lifespan, breeding territory, and population distribution. A quick health check on the two females and one male showed all the chicks are developing well. This is MNN.